This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Well, let's see now. We've got wildfires in Colorado and California, record-setting wildfires, I had to say. We've got a tropical storm hurricane 1-2 punch hitting the Gulf Coast. Surely meteorologists will tell us at some point later this year that this was the hottest summer on record in this country, as they have been saying regularly for the past however long it has been. The climate is changing. Glaciers are melting. Sea levels are rising. And in addition to being globally existential, oh, it's an economic story, too. Marketplace's Sabri Benishor has it.
Greenland's ice sheet melted more last year than it has since at least the 40s.
So it lost enough water that it would cover all of California in 4 feet of water.
Alex Gardner is a research scientist at the National Jet Propulsion Laboratory and co-author of the study detailing the ice loss in the journal Communications, Earth, and Environment. Sea levels are overall rising slowly but steadily, on average a little more than an eighth of an inch per year, he says. It's a small amount that adds up.
You know, next time you have a storm come through, that maximum storm surge will now be, you know, about a meter higher at the end of the century. And that's really impactful for coastal communities.
Sea level rise set a new record for the eighth straight year in 2019. New flood models developed by nonprofit First Street Foundation quantify current and future flood risk to U.S. properties from rising sea level and increased precipitation. Matthew Eby is executive director.
There's about 14.6 million properties that have substantial flood risk. So a 1% annual risk of flooding or greater.
That's about 10% of properties and 6 million more properties than FEMA estimates, which don't factor in climate change-related increases in precipitation.
You have another 1.6 million homes across the country that fall into that category by 2050.
Last year had a record number of extreme warm days globally. Jessica Blunden is a climate scientist with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration.
In 2020, where we are now, we're on track to be near record warm again this year. We track this. Our records go back to the 1800s. And this is just, it's unprecedented and it's not going to slow down.
It most likely will slow down economic growth. The last national climate assessment in 2018 predicted unmitigated climate change could shave more than 10% off a U.S. annual GDP by the end of the century. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishor for Marketplace.